Finally tonight, a new civic structure for Milwaukee. It's a grand expansion of the Lakeside Art Museum and a first for Spanish-born architect Santiago Calatrava. Calatrava has designed sleek modern bridges, steel and glass train stations in Europe, and a huge culture complex in his native Valencia, Spain. Now Milwaukee officials hope Calatrava's first full work in this country will attract new tourists, the way Frank Gehry's Guggenheim Museum has in Bilbao, Spain. From Milwaukee, Chicago Public Radio's Edward Lifson reports.
Walking in Milwaukee towards Lake Michigan, a sensational bright white form appears on the horizon. A stunning 200-foot-high white steel mast anchored by taut white cables in geometric pattern. A thin, white, long, suspended footbridge leads to the building of curved white walls and glass. Architect Santiago Calatrava points out that the tones of the light around the museum change with the colors of the lake behind it.
For me, the major challenge has been always to respond a little bit to the spirit of the place, which it is a lake. You see the light, you see those gray colors, you see then the horizontality of the horizon also, you see it also in all those lines, you know, and it is simplicity.
The building has the shape of a ship's prow pointing out to the lake. You half expect it to become unmoored and to take sail. And this building does move. On either side of a soaring glass reception hall, two steel white wings can rise and descend to a width wider than the wingspan of a large jet. When open, this building will look like a prehistoric bird ready to jump from the shore of Lake Michigan and take flight. The architect Calatrava was in town to see the wings open for the first time. Seagulls flew around the structure, and then the metal wings began to rise.
Look at this now. Wow. Beautiful with the clouds. You see the clouds?
Certainly there are easier and cheaper ways to regulate sun and warmth coming into a reception hall than with an expensive moving sunshade. The Milwaukee Museum Board wanted an impressive work to grab public attention. It's also guaranteed to attract the press and donors, and to provide branding and a logo for t-shirts, baseball caps, mouse pads, and the like. But that approach riles some architecture critics, such as Martin Filler of the magazine The New Republic. He says since the dramatic Guggenheim opened in Bilbao a few years ago, museums and other institutions around the world are commissioning ever more spectacular, ever more startling works of public architecture.
I think it's a very problematic trend because much more emphasis seems to be going into the architecture of spectacle rather than the architecture of function. I think in the case of museums, for example, the most important requirements, as far as I'm concerned, are the protection and the display of works of art. And when the agenda becomes the creation of a figurehead showpiece for a community, rather than a repository for often delicate and precious works of culture, I think the priorities are reversed.
What are the priorities of a public art museum after the September 11th terrorist attacks, asks Christopher Goldsmith. He's executive director of the Milwaukee Art Museum. Goldsmith says serene, beautiful public buildings may be more necessary than ever.
The weekend after September 11th, the art museum opened its doors free to the entire city. People came in here and said it was the first time that they felt some peace and happiness after these horrible events of the 11th. They saw the beauty and somehow it gave them some hope for the human condition that, in fact, that there is another side to what we saw on the 11th.
And that was exactly the effect the building had on 17-year-old Milwaukee High School student Eileen Musa.
When you walk inside, it's like walking into a church, you know? It's like a sacred place almost. Like when you go in, it's like, oh my God, it's so beautiful in here, you know? It's like you're walking into like a different world almost, and you've got shadows and everything is going all over the place. It's just beautiful. I love it here. It's so cool.
One of architect Santiago Calatrava's next projects will have a specifically sacred intent. He's designing a cathedral for Oakland, California. The roof is intended to open and close like two hands in prayer. For NPR News, I'm Edward Lifson in Milwaukee.